Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
She's on her period.
I'm on my period. Leave me alone. You know, it's just one of those times. Am I perimenopausal? I don't know. But let me tell y'all something. I have talked about perimenopause more in the last 6 months than my entire 40 years on earth.
Unfortunately.
Sound good.
Getting to the age.
Oh, yeah. My doctor already prefaced my appointment in February. She's like, no, our conversations are going to be different. I'm like, cool.
Our conversations are going to be different.
She said the next 10 years will be different. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, like, let's just take it day by day, bitch.
I'm not even 40 yet when she was having that. I'm like, girl, I'm in my 30s. And you want to talk about perimenopause?
Rude.
Jeez, it's February. I turned 40 in July.
It's February. How are you going to do that to me?
Girl, I have months. But then all my clients are around our age, my age, a little bit older, and they're all starting to go through, like, changes, girl. I'm telling you, it's crazy talk. And then just lately, so many conversations were talking about this. It's so weird. It doesn't feel right.
No.
It doesn't feel right.
I just got an email or something, text. I don't remember what it was. Facebook Messenger, a carrier pigeon.
I was just going to say that.
About my 20-year high school reunion.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, made my butthole clench.
20 years.
I was like,
you graduated in 2005. Oh, okay. I was 03, so mine's the 22nd. Stupid.
Sad. Stupid. Sad. I'm like, 20 years? This is like what I was afraid of, because I'm like, no, in my head, I just graduated a few years ago. But this means that I have been out of high school.
Longer than you were in.
Longer than my whole life leading up to when I left. I don't like that. One bit.
I remember my parents talking about their 20th reunion, their 20th this.
Yeah, and thinking, and like, you're old as shit.
Yes, and my parents
ancient.
Yeah, and my parents weren't even old. Like, my mom was 30 with, like, a 12-year-old. Like, me and my brother, she had us early.
No.
She was 20 and 21. Right. So when she was 40, I was 20.
She was a baby.
Yes, and I was 20 years old. My mom was turning... My brother was 20 and she had me at 21 and my dad was 2 years older. It's like when she was 40 years old, my brother was 20 and I was 19. What? I would have a 19 and a 20-year-old?
No,
I think
that's
not.
Crazy.
I would be so cool.
I don't like that.
Okay. You know how kids right now are yelling 6, 7.
Yeah.
Fisher. We got to get him in here for this. He was so mad at me this morning, y'all. Fisher, come here. Oh, he got in the car. He lit me up.
Oh my God.
He lit me up. It was so funny. Hey, come here for a second. Come here real quick. Before we start, I want you to tell Spencer or something. Come here. Sit right here. This morning, when I was dropping you off at school, come sit right here so she can hear you.
You're looking like a grown-ass man.
He really is. He's been working out. Come here real quick. Tell Spencer in the microphone right here what I did to you this morning.
So she said 6, 7, and everybody started making fun of me.
I hollered it out of the car when he got out in car.
Wait, people started making fun of you? Why?
She said it.
But that should be a cool thing. Like, you have a cool mom.
No, not when your mom says it.
No, it's just too stupid.
So then when I get in the car. When I was getting him from carpool today and I.
6, 7.
Stop. They open the car door. He gets in. He said, I said, hey, buddy, how was your day? He's like, don't do that no more. That's the first thing he said to me. I said, what? He said,
you shamed your mom for being cool?
Yes.
Am I cool? Stop. Am I cool?
No.
Wait, what does Sigma mean? Do you know what Sigma means?
No. Sigma boy. That song.
Shut the freaking
door. Shut the front door.
No.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Stop. You say,
yeah. Stop
trying to shut. No, you say, shut the front door. That's what I say.
He's trying to shuffle. All right, go ahead.
Maggie, what do you say?
All right, bye.
She says, woof.
Yeah, stop. Yeah, he got mad at me. So, you know, these kids these days are out here hollering.
Well, I can't wait to pick you up from school. You think your mom's embarrassing?
Oh, I told him. I said, I'm going to do it.
I'm getting my carpool karaoke mic.
I already told him.
6, 7.
Yeah. I already told him. I told him I was going to get my microphone and start singing. I was going to roll all my windows down and start singing. Well, these kids, okay, if y'all have kids that are listening to this, you probably already know. But these kids are just walking around. 6, 7. It is the most annoying
thing. I don't understand
it. It's nothing.
That.
And that's why it's even worse. It's nothing. It's so stupid.
Literally. I guess I have asked every child in my life.
Well, it started with a video or a meme or something. And somebody was like, how tall are you, I think? And they were like, 6'7", 6'7", or how old are you? I don't remember what it was. It was some video or meme. And that's how it started. Well, that's all they do walking around. And so I started saying it back to him. Well, then this, I kept telling him, I'm going to holler it out to you. Oh, he got out of that car and I hollered it back out. I'm done. Oh, girl. He turned around and looked at me like this. He did. He mean mugged me. And then when I picked him up, first thing, girl, I said, how was your day? He said, don't do that no more. I was like,
hey, Harper, what's the origin of 6'7"?
Hey, yeah. So the origin of 6'7" actually ties back to a sort of internet meme and cultural phenomenon. It's basically a shorthand people started using to refer to something that's just a little above average. Like if 5 out of 7 is totally average, then 6 out of 7 is a bit better than that. It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek way of rating something as pretty good, but not perfect. It sort of popped up in online communities as a playful rating scale, and now it just floats around as a quirky little reference. So basically, if you hear someone say something's a 6 out of 7, they're just giving it a cheeky, pretty good
scale. Oh my gosh, she's such a nerd. She has no idea. She don't have kids.
No, not 6 out of 7. Like the kids that say 6'7", 6'7".
Oh, gotcha. I misunderstood the vibe there for a second. So when kids are running around chanting 6'7", 6'7", that's actually kind of a playground thing that popped up as a little chant or rhyme. It doesn't necessarily have a deep historical origin. It's more like a fun rhythmic phrase that kids use just for the sound of it. Kind of like a nonsensical counting game or just a catchy.
Okay. It's not. Let me Google it. No, I'm going to Google it.
Whatever.
What's 6'7" mean that kids say? All right. She does not obviously know. Google will know. Some things I can't. Okay. So it's from... So there is a song, you know that, right? It's stupid.
No.
For sure. Okay, well, I'm surprised you didn't do that. So it was a NBA player, LaMelo Ball, is that right?
Yes, I am familiar with
okay,
LaMelo.
Okay, who is 6'7" tall. The connection made repeated 6'7" lyric even more prominent. A popular YouTube video showed a young, energetic fan at a basketball game shouting 6'7" at the camera. No. Whatever. I don't even freaking know. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. It doesn't matter.
When the internet gives you 8,000 different sources.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's annoying. And if y'all want your kids to get mad at you, just holler it out the car. There you go. Life hacks.
Life hacks.
Mom advice from Wendy.
We, Stacey and I took her daughter Scarlett and Scarlett's friend to Panic Point.
Oh,
last night.
A scary thing. Is that like a scary thing?
Yeah, like okay. The haunted houses.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, man, I can't wait to take Fisher to one of these.
Yeah, you'll be taken by yourself. I hate scary things.
That's fine. I'm good with that. The girls were so, it was their first time ever going through a haunted house. They were so brave. I was so proud.
Oh, really?
They're like 10, 11, 10, 11. Like
10,
yeah. 11. 10, 11. 10, 11. 6, 7. But there were kids literally there. 6, 7. I was like, I'm going to blow my brains
out.
That's
what I'm saying. So many people say it. It is so obnoxious at this point that like the other day, Fisher kept saying it while we were eating. And I looked at him and I said, if you don't shut your mouth. And I don't ever say stuff like that to him.
There just has to be like a purpose. I don't understand saying something that doesn't like, I
no,
get
sadly,
jargon and lingo and whatever, like. I get
no,
that.
No, kids
but
aren't
just
in on
to
the joke.
Say
it's like Thomas in a corporate meeting that keeps saying the same thing over and over. You know, when like Tom in the meeting is just going to say the same joke 47 times, and it's like you heard him, but you didn't laugh. No one gave the courtesy laugh because it wasn't funny, and he's got to say it again and again. It's like, look, bro, it wasn't funny. That's why nobody laughed. You don't need to repeat it. Or when someone says a joke quietly and no one laughs, and then they do it louder. No, we didn't laugh because it wasn't funny, not right. Because we didn't hear you. So I feel like kids drive it home because they don't have like a social reading. They don't know how to read the room. And so they keep on. They just.
Kids are idiots.
Yes, they're dumb when it comes to this. And they won't stop. That's when they like learn a new word and they say it every chance they get. And I'm like, please.
Honestly,
stop.
That's what it's like. But like, it's every child.
Yeah.
And it is. All different ages.
Yeah. And really, they call us dorks and nerds. I'm like, you're the nerd. You're the one walking around. Why am I arguing with kids?
Loser.
Right.
Yeah. It makes me irrationally mad.
Me too. I'm like, stop saying that. It's not funny. It's so stupid. And I don't want to tell my child that, but like, it's so stupid.
We just have to take it back. Take back the power.
I've tried.
Just walk around saying it as adult.
It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. Damn. No, it doesn't matter. Fisher will get mad at it. I'm like, you see how annoying that is? Do you want me to holler that out? I'm going to holler every single day, putting you out of this car, putting you out, dropping you off at school until you stop saying it. And then it becomes habitual and they say it over and over. And there's other stuff too that like the cap, no cap, no cap. Shut up. These words are so stupid to me. They're so dumb.
But that at least has like a meaning, like cap, lie, no cap, not lying. Like
that, that is not a real meaning, girl. They made it that meaning. That's stupid. There is a meaning to the 6-7. I remember it was a video and like it just went viral. You know how stupid crap goes viral.
Yeah.
Stop making up words. No cap, no lie. No, it means no lie. Just say no lie. Right? Or like, I guess it's like us saying like no front and like don't front. Don't front. You know how we like don't.
No, I mean, every generation does it. But like they're
annoying. I think we're old. I think this is the moment.
This is the moment. I need you to shut the hell up.
No, I don't want to talk. No. It's so annoying. There's no meaning behind any of this.
I'm clinging desperately onto my youth.
Why?
Because I don't want to die.
You're not going to die. But
I am going to die eventually.
Well, yeah, but not
and
right now.
And the older I get, the closer I get, you know?
We're old, babe. We are old. This is it. This is the moment. This is when I knew. They're like, when did you know you were old? 6-7 sent me into a spiral.
When 6-7 gave me a stroke. That graduated a year ahead of me popped up on my Facebook feed the other day.
Uh-huh.
And this is terrible. It sounds so mean to say. Oh, he's back.
Fisher.
What?
Please go in there. Okay.
Your dad. Okay, bye. Home. You're not allowed on the podcast anymore. 6-7.
6-7. 6-7. I'm going to yell it tomorrow, too. Be ready.
6-7.
Shut the door.
Lord.
Shut that door.
If you say it tomorrow, you're going to get it. Oh.
Oh, my God. Mr. Ouchie's coming out for you.
So what you're saying is you don't want me to say it tomorrow, which means I'm going to do it. I'll record it. I'm going to record it and show y'all.
Please do. Oh, man. On Wednesday, I'll come with you. Karaoke mic.
Please do. Oh, God, girl. Hang out the window and everything. I'll open the sunroof if it's not raining. You get out that sunroof.
Hold on. I'm looking up like millennials jargon because I'm just curious.
Ours was way better.
Ours was so much better.
Ours really was so good. Why is everyone trying to relive the millennial thing? Because we're the best? Okay.
Yeah, because they're jealous.
Exactly.
What was I saying before?
6-7.
No.
Before right now?
Yeah, before he came barging in.
I definitely don't know.
Maybe it'll come back to me.
You can play it back. You can... You'll think of it in 27 seconds.
Millennial slang from the 2000s. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm excited. Come on, Reddit, load. Epic fail.
You know what? I hated the word epic. I still don't like it. When people are like, that was epic. I don't know why I don't like that word. I never used epic, really.
No, me either.
That's epic.
In your face.
Oh, I loved in your face. Oh, I knew I hit that. And I was like,
in your face. You got served.
Okay, yeah.
Keeping it real.
I'm still keeping it real.
Yeah. Bling, get crunk.
Snoop Dogg gave us that.
You got owned. I think, did I already say that?
I thought
that
you were
one?
About to say you got mail.
You got mail. Some of these are like,
do our parents, internet. Do our parents though, like the boomers, because those are the ones that we were like, ew, cringe. And now our kids are, some of the kids now are trying to bring back the millennial thing. Millennials have a moment. We were the best. And I really think the Gen Zers even think the millennial vibe was the best. Yep. Y'all are welcome. So stop bullying us. Stop telling us what we can and can't do. Y'all trying to do what we did.
Cool beans.
Oh, my mom still says cool beans.
Bomb.com.
Oh, no, I've said
that. Amazeballs.
Ew, yeah.
Amazeballs. That's so gay. Facts.
Wait, people are trying to bring that back.
I know. Listen.
Are we allowed? Is that a thing?
Probably not. Sick.
That's sick.
That's sick. That's tight. Hot. That's hot.
Oh, that was Paris Hilton. That's not that no daggum boomer. She's not a boomer.
No, no, no. These aren't boomer ones. These are still, we're still in the millennials.
Oh, I thought you were talking about our parents. Cool beans? No. If somebody hit me with a cool beans and the gun, the air guns, I'm going to be like, absolutely not. They well, must be these older generational millennials.
No, there were girls that were younger than me that used cool beans growing up. And I hate, I don't know why I hated the phrase.
Cool beans?
Yeah.
Nobody wants cool beans ever.
Legit. Oh, that was peace out. Whatevs.
Oh, yeah. These are good.
Hella. Totes.
Oh, these are real good.
See, booyah.
That's when you really thought you got them. Got him.
Wait, what is she texting booyah. Me? Stacy just texted me and said, the backs of my knees are sore.
Oh, no. The backs are, oh, what?
Going through the haunted houses. Oh. It's very physically demanding.
Is it?
It's a lot of walking. It's like, it, 2 hours of
walking. And you got a skedaddle.
I did 10,000 steps just at the haunted houses.
No.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Okay, hold on. Boomer jargon.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. I know this is going to make me cringe. Boomer. For my mom, mostly.
dig it. Right on. Gnarly.
Ew.
Chill out. Buzz off.
Buzz off.
Peace out.
That reminds me of Clueless.
Boob tube.
The boob tube.
Yeah.
Was that boob. A TV?
Yeah.
Why'd they call that that?
I'm not sure.
Huh.
Boob tube. Let me see. When television became the new trendy medium for news and entertainment, people started calling it the boob tube. The term boob. Hold on. Where is it?
That's not what I was thinking it was going to say. Maybe it led to some frisky business.
The term boob was commonly used to describe a silly person. So
a boob?
So the catchy phrase was coined on the notion that much of what's watched on TV is either foolish or geared toward foolish people. Others say it was slang for watching women with big boobs on TV.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Something like that.
No, I think the first thing is correct. Boob tube. Boob okay. tube.
All right.
Yeah, because that sounds familiar. Lay it on me. Far out. The skinny.
Oh.
Catching some Z's.
Catching some Z's. I like to catch a Z.
I could catch a lot of Z's right now. My God.
If you.
Oh, boy.
Say 6-7 tomorrow, you get this.
He has a belt.
In half to crack it. Yeah. Wow. Scary. All right, go in there. Maggie. Hey, Fisher. What time is it? Let me see.
It's about, your bedtime. Oh, get in bed.
It's about 6-7. Go.
It's about 6-7.
All right, go.
That's so loud.
Yeah.
You're working my nerves. Get
seriously,
out.
Seriously, Fisher, we're trying to do something. Okay? Go in there. Stop.
Don't mess with me, kid, because I'll mess with you back.
Oh, sorry. I had to pause it. I don't know. Okay. I didn't need y'all to judge my parenting beyond what y'all already heard, so I had to pause that just in case.
It's okay. I threatened Lord. Your kid on...
Yeah.
I was going to say on film.
On video.
I'm
yeah, only.
So tired.
I'm tired too.
Like I walked in the house and I said, Wendy, I need to use your chip because if I had stepped foot in my house to get that, I would not have left. I'm dead ass. I am so tired. I just am so tired.
I know.
And now like it's like... rainy and dark.
Yeah.
So even if I wasn't exhausted, I'd be
you would
tired.
Still be tired. My average sleep right now is like 5 hours.
Girl.
I'm not kidding. It's bad. And the crazy part is I've been going to my new salon like every night or every morning to some capacity to drop something off or to get something or blah, 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 whatever. And then I was going over there afterwards to like do stuff.
Yeah.
And so
you've been playing double duty for a few weeks.
Oh yeah. And it really has caught up with me and I just can't hang like that. So Friday all day.
Sleep is very important for your hormones. It so you're is. Not perimenopausal.
Girl, I know. I was even going to try to pull up my sleep average, but I can't. But I have been so freaking exhausted because I've been doing that. And then I'm not sleeping good at night. Got a lot on my mind, you know, just all that. So I'm just not sleeping good. It's just not good. And finally, like over the weekend, I mean, it really caught up with me. I was like, I was so tired. Like Saturday night, we went to a Halloween party and I could not even hardly like open my eyes. Like I was just so tired. It's the worst. Today I had my first day at my salon. Oh, and shout out to Brittany, who listens to our podcast, who, okay, so I don't normally take new clients. Well, I had a new client on my books at my new salon today. Her name was Nicole.
Stacey wants to come to you for a haircut. Oh,
tell
by
her
the way.
To come.
So,
yes, tell her to come.
I said, she's not taking new clients, but I can probably get you in.
Yes, I was going to say it's referral based, right? So I see a girl, because I had a short day today, because I needed to figure out like working my way into my new salon, you know, the workflow stuff.
Yeah.
And this girl came in, so sweet, Nicole, and she was a referral from somebody on Instagram. This girl had followed me for a couple years on my, I guess, my hair page and then our page and listened to our podcast. So shout out Brittany.
Hey, girl.
I loved the girl that she sent me. She was so sweet. She moved to Holly Springs back in June from Michigan, maybe, or somewhere Midwest. Michigander? I might be wrong. I might be wrong, though.
Oh, okay.
But somewhere
I'll
out there.
I'll reserve my excitement.
Yeah, but somewhere out there. But I was like, girl, I am usually like a little bit more put together than this, but this is what you see is what you get right now because I'm tired and it was raining and gross and now it's pitch black outside, y'all, and it's 7 o'clock.
Which I normally don't mind, but when I'm this exhausted, I do mind. I do mind a lot. So how does it feel to be completely out of the old
it's
space?
It's so crazy. Did I send you the picture of what my room, it was so pretty. It was so clean. I just posted it today on Instagram, but
no, you had sent me like when you were starting to put stuff up,
Oh, I meant of my old salon.
Oh, I did see that.
So I went on Friday. Yep. Went on Friday and cleaned it all out. And it was so crazy.
Yeah.
I loved that salon so much. If I could have picked it up and brought it with me, I would have. I loved that space. I loved it so much. It was perfect. It was big and whatever. This room is going to be an adjustment. I knew that. It's smaller. It's like what I used to be in for the first 4 years of me being in the building. And so I like it because I feel like here the space is more like usable. It makes more sense with how it's set up, but it is a smaller room. So I had to get rid of some stuff. So I think I'm a little spoiled from the other room.
I mean, your other room was
so big.
Huge.
Yeah.
But I also feel like you had wasted space.
It was a lot of, you're right.
You didn't really utilize a lot of it, which it was nice because like you could have multiple people in the room if somebody was like sitting and hanging out or like whatever. But
yeah.
But it was a lot of space that you weren't really using all of.
And the two full walls of windows, I really lost like wall space for that. I loved having the lights, like the light, but you didn't get like shelf space. So, you know, yes, there was a lot of wasted space. So I think just size-wise, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. That being said, I did A-okay today. Like I was a little bit worried. I told my mom, at this point, I've ordered everything I could think of that I needed if I didn't bring it. And then I obviously got some new stuff to mix with my old stuff. But I told her, I said, truthfully, I'm going to have to get in there and work and see what I don't have at this point. There's nothing else I can think of. So it's a little bit of a challenge from that perspective, but I really do love it. And I love the location. I mean, going to work and getting there is just like crazy. I mean, last night when I was coming home at 7, it was dark. My mom helped me all day and it took me 15 minutes to get home. It was crazy.
I mean, like, that like,
oh my gosh,
who cares about anything else?
Literally, girl.
The fact that you're cutting your commute time.
Ugh, so much.
I mean, it was a haul from like 45
minutes.
Yeah, from here to your other salon. And you're on a toll road. Mm-hmm. So it's like that alone.
Yeah. Yes. In the space, I'll get used to it. And all the girls that have come and introduced themselves separately at some point while I've been there. I've been in there painting. I've been in there doing stuff, which is really sweet. And I told my mom. My mom's in there a couple times when they've done that. And then I've told other people in talking about it. That's so sweet because that's like kind of intimidating for someone else to just like knock on your door and be like, hey, I just want to introduce myself. Everyone has done that, which
especially
I was so
like, because you know, it's. I mean, it is, but it isn't. But it's like competition.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be. It's a weird, community, but
I get
like, it's a whole thing. You know, women
in my room. It's so funny because y'all know me. If you're listening to this, you know me by now. You know my personality, and then my clients know it. You know it. Everyone that's come by, they're like, oh my God, I love your room. We call it the Barbie room. So they've been calling it the Barbie room. Everyone's room there is very like monochromatic. There's a girl with like the black moody walls and purples. And then you literally get to
mine. Here comes Wendy's Barbie pink, bubblegum pink,
literally
room.
Everything. And I don't mean to be that way. I really don't. But when I'm buying something, if there's a pink option, I'm buying a pink option of it. So when you do see it all together,
what you
you're like,
love.
Wow. Right.
Who cares?
And that's the thing. Like, y'all know me. Like, and people that know me.
It's fun.
It is very fun. But like, people that know me, they get it. But then, you know, I'm the new person coming in and they're talking about it. I'm like, oh my God, they're probably in this obnoxious pink room. It's a lovely shade. It's the same color that I had in my other one. It's not too, it's not like our Pepto-Bismol wall.
No.
But it's a nice shade, but it is a lot. I mean, it's a lot of pink. So I'm thinking, oh my God, not me rolling up to this new place. And they're like, it reminds me of like Elle Woods showing up with her furry pen and being like.
So, okay. There is, you know, the Painted Tree boutiques. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the one in Cary, there's a booth there, and Robbie and I were walking through there when she was like setting up, and he goes, oh, Wendy would like this place.
It was all pink.
I mean, to the extreme, except I said, and I pray to God that she doesn't listen to this, or if you know who I'm talking about, don't tell her. You're like a, you know, classier version. A little elevated.
Okay.
It was a little cheap.
You know, I want to go look at it now.
A little tacky.
Oh, okay. Myrtle Beach pink.
Okay.
Respectfully. Sorry.
Respectfully. It makes me think of like old school blogger type.
Okay.
Clothing.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little obnoxious. It's fun, though. I mean, don't get me wrong.
It's eye-catching.
You can't miss it.
Can't miss
it. You could probably see it from an airplane. Mm. It's bright. There's a lot. But anyways, when she was first setting it up, the walls were pink. She had the pink neon sign. Like, all the clothes were pink, like, that she was loading in there and stuff.
Wow, yeah.
And Robbie goes, Wendy would love this.
Yep. I'm going to have to go check it out. What's it called? The Pink Panther?
I have no idea.
Is it something pink?
I have no idea, but it's there.
It's
you
there.
Ain't gonna miss
it. I'm gonna know. I'm gonna be strolling.
If
the thing
you walk in and go left past the registers, it's
right there.
It's gonna be there, and it's bold.
All right.
And you know what? Good for her.
I need to have you in my salon. We need to figure out a Wednesday that you can come. We got to get you in there.
So while we're on the topic of salons, mm-hmm. I have two things that I'm like, okay. I need Wendy's opinion on this as a stylist,
ooh, okay.
as a, you know, business owner.
Oh, uh-huh.
So the first one I saw, and this girl I love immensely. Love her. Love. She's a local hairdresser.
Okay.
She put up a post recently that was letting all of her clients know that she's raising her prices.
Okay.
20%.
Okay.
I thought that was kind of crazy.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, inflation ain't that high, babe. Like, 20% is a huge increase.
That is a huge increase.
And I would just like to know your thoughts, because if my hairdresser, which is you, but I'm not talking about you. This is my theoretical hairdresser.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, if I don't have like a personal relationship with a hairdresser, I'm just going to a hairdresser.
Right.
And she says that she's raising her prices 20%.
Yeah.
I might start shopping around for a new hairdresser.
This is very taboo because I'm in a lot of hairstylist groups, and I also listen to a podcast that this girl is a hairstylist and she owns salons. She's very successful. And I love listening to her take on different things. She's like also a coach, and you can pay like for her app, and she can give you like all this insider stuff. And she's done multiple podcasts and like classes on how to raise your prices, how not to raise your prices, when to, and all these things. And I listened to her once because it is very taboo in the hair community about A, whether or not you should post that you're raising prices, B, how much you raise your prices. So my knee-jerk reaction is 20% is a lot of money.
I'm all for raising your prices.
Yes, you have to get your, yes, absolutely. And listen, things have gone up astronomically. They really have. There is no denying that. That being said, 20% to me personally seems a bit steep. That being said, on this podcast, she explained it one time. This was like within the past 6 months that I listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was basically like, people can write in or like ask her, what would you do if this happens, blah, blah, blah. And one person asked, like, what do you do when you raised your prices, maybe during COVID or based on something, and now you notice that your business has tapered off because of like inflation and the economy, what do you do? And she had a really great like take on it. And she was like, basically, if you raise your prices based on something happening, whether it's temporary or like you're like, whether you're dealing with it or like the economy, and it's not a permanent thing, and then you have to quote cheapen your prices, people are, or go down on your prices, people are gonna go, gosh, like it wasn't worth what I was paying. Like you're cheapening it. So now did you just charge me? She's like, you can't base it on raising it because of like COVID shutdown or whatever. You're not supposed to do that, because a lot of people did that because they were trying to make up for lacking on other people. So they try to like not price gouge the people that were coming, but you're punishing people that are coming because they're remaining your loyal people. Right. You're filling in the gaps. Yeah. So you should never pass that on to your clients. And I have always felt like that way. Now, every single one of my clients who's listening to this podcast, I know you're shaking your head that, you know, they tell me to raise my price. They're like, you have got to raise your prices. Like, they're like, you are more than fair. And my clients are telling me this. Yeah. I am more than fair. And I say the same thing to every single one of them. And if you are a hairstylist listening to this, you're probably going to cringe, because every stylist I've ever said this to dies when I tell them this. I've always said my clients take care of me. I genuinely believe I'm fair. My clients do good to me. I mean, whether it's a tip, and again, this is so weird and taboo to talk about, but they do tip me well.
Yeah.
Today, three clients brought me loyal stuff. They, my clients, I am so blessed. Like, I don't miss. Like, I have days that I'm booked out. My clients do not cheat on me. And if they do, it's with their tails tucked between their legs. And they're like, I had to do this.
And they usually come back.
They always come back. And they're like, I have to do this, but I want you to know. Like, they'll tell me about it, you know, if they're out of town or something. But it's rare that
cheaters
that
guilt.
Yeah, exactly. Or I don't know. But like today I had clients bring me flowers, or like my little Alani, like my clients are so honest to God good to me. They really are. So I don't feel like I have to really. That being said, my CPA, who we used to use, he would always tell me at the end of the year, you really need to do X, Y, Z. Because really what it boils down to, and not that y'all ask for this is probably so boring to most of you, and this is any business, you are supposed to have a good like base of your business to know, okay, to run my business and to grow whatever financially you want to, there's a percentage that you should raise your prices, not 20%. Everybody's business is different. So your business as a hairstylist is not the same as my business.
Right.
I don't need to go up 10% because my business might be doing a different services. If you do more shampoo and haircuts, well, then you're going to not spend as much in color.
I was just going to say, like, if your business... And I have no idea what a typical ratio is, so I'm just throwing a number out here. But let's say your business is, you know, 60% cut, you know, shampoo, whatever. That's just time. There's no like back end overhead,
really. Shampoo, conditioner, or men's cuts, even. Right. If you do a lot of that.
Color is different. I can understand a stylist maybe increasing like certain services more, you know, especially like, if things are just all of a sudden astronomically more expensive, you know, you and I were talking about that. Like, you had placed an order a while ago and it was like the same amount of money as what you usually spend, but it was like one box instead of three or whatever, you know? And it's like that I can see like maybe a little more dramatically raising prices, but I just couldn't believe it. I was like 20%
is a lot. Like,
wild. And then to like give the people the heads up.
So that's what I was going to ask you.
And it was like only like a couple weeks notice. So it's like,
but that's okay. So let me ask you as a client.
Okay.
Would you want to know when people, cause this is also taboo. Some people say you should never post it and tell people. And then on the, now 20% is steep, but like if I were to go up, say I went up $3, cause that's what I've done in the past. If you look at my prices, I've gone up either $2 or $3. Maybe five.
No.
Most of my stuff is offset by literally a couple dollars, because to you, it's not a lot, but to my book of business over the course of the year, my business will go up, you know, 6 to 12% that year. Would you want to know as the consumer?
No.
You just want me to do it?
I don't think, I think when it's a nominal amount, raising your prices, it's not something that I necessarily care about, but I think... I can't speak for everybody, because for some people, they are scraping together their last few dollars to get their hair done, whatever. Also, well, though, with your booking, I was just going to say, with your booking, like, yes, if I'm going to book an appointment, I do expect like
a price list, a right?
Price
so
list.
You know the range.
Obviously, I know that like there could be, you know,
it should say a price slightly plus, right?
Yeah, exactly. It might not be the base. For me, I never pay the base like in my whole life anywhere I've gone. I just have a lot of hair. I know that. But like if there's a price list, then no, I don't think you need to make an announcement of it.
See, now, I've had to get better about that.
Increase
though.
Like that.
No, that's way too big.
That's huge. Crazy. And like, I don't.
And listen, I'm going to just say, because people in the stylist community eat you alive for telling someone, do not tell somebody to cheapen their. I'm just saying 20% is a lot. I've had to get better about sticking to my guns about the pricing.
You can't just say like, I'm just raising my. Why? Why 20%? That's so much.
I mean, she can, but okay. So then I would ask the person, because that's one thing, like I do a lot of like, not research. That's not the right word. Information or knowledge. I'm smart when it comes to business. I am. I don't always make the best decisions, but I know better. You know what I mean? Like I do know better.
Same.
But I really do make sure I know my book of business, or I listen and I try to feed myself information to like grow my business. My business grows every year.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just that. But I would ask her like, okay, as a stylist, if you raise your prices 20%, but people can't afford to come to you as frequently, okay, sure, you're working smarter, not harder, but are you like long term? What does that look like? Are they gonna go try someone else and then you've lost business? I would be so curious over
that. And maybe that is her goal. Maybe ultimately her goal is to weed out clientele, make the same amount of money doing less bookings and only have certain clients. Maybe that is her goal. Maybe she's not looking to actually make more money.
If it works like that, because you got to read the room. This economy, yes, people will pay it, but it does blow my mind as a hairstylist that people pay, okay, $400 for a haircut. What? There's no, okay,
yeah.
No offense. If you do this, get your bag, girl. There is no haircut worth $400. I'm sorry I said what I said. And I'm a hairstylist. I just cannot imagine doing that. And what I was saying earlier is I've even had to be strict about mine.
You better have your hands on every celebrity in Hollywood.
No, not even.
I'm paying that much.
Because how good can that haircut really be? Now, there's people that are really good at cutting, but are you charging it because of your clients? Is that not messed up a little bit though? Like, no, don't get me wrong. If I was a celebrity stylist, I would too, because it's my clientele.
My roommate in New York used to go to this guy in the city. She never colored her hair. We literally used box color in our apartment.
Yeah.
So that's how she colored her hair. But she would go every 6 months. It was her special treat to herself. She went to this guy for a haircut. This was in 2009. And she paid $350 for a haircut from this guy every 6 months. It was like her thing. And she was like, well, she's like, I only go twice a year. So like if I went to a different stylist 4 times a year, I would maybe pay half that, but whatever. And I was like, how? I'm like, we're literally splitting a can of tuna for dinner and you're going $350 for a haircut?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Okay. That is crazy. But you know what? Listen, again, I'm going to say it again because I feel bad if do you. For me, that would be tough.
I just thought it was wild. Normally, I never balk at that kind of stuff, but like.
Well, that's a big gap. That's essentially a tip, right? So are people just not going to tip you? Because if that's the case, it's canceling itself out, right? Like if somebody's like, okay, I'll pay your prices.
Yeah.
Are they going to not tip on top of that? I don't know. But like, is that going to cancel out or are they not going to come back?
I don't know.
But again, do whatever you do. And I'm not here to throw shade at anybody. And listen, I will also say the cost of being a hairstylist, the cost of anything is a lot. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
My color order disappoints me and hurts my feelings when it comes in. I'm like, are you kidding me? my one that I'm like my opener, like the one I just did was $600 and some. It wasn't that much stuff. And I was like, dang, for real?
That's how everything is.
I was like, that's not cool beans.
That definitely not cool beans. That's 6'7".
That is ridiculous. No cap.
Okay. Now this other nuts post.
Okay.
I literally saved this and put it on the notes and just put salon post because I didn't want you to research it.
You know, after this, you're going to have to show me these people.
Okay.
Okay.
To all of my clients, Due to the 10 plus guests this year who have stolen thousands of dollars from me, leaving the salon happy only to go home and dispute their entire service with their credit card company, I am personally no longer accepting credit card payments. I apologize for the inconvenience on both ends. If you can't use Zelle or cash at your appointment, contact me prior. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. So I will say again, in hair sauce groups, I'm going to have to start. Well, I probably can't screenshot them to you because it's against the rules.
This is that one that's okay. Going to no longer take credit cards.
So that is very interesting account. That you, I don't know, but I will say people are shady and they do. Cause I see people post about it in the groups. People will post like screenshots of somebody leaving with their hair and like on the security camera and they'll go home and dispute it and lie about it. And people will show screenshots. So people out there are crazy trying which to just rip people insane. Off. Insane. It also, is.
Her bio says no tipping stylist. So does she not take tips?
Cause she must build them into prices, I guess. Some people put them in the price and just.
Well, I know there's like, they say like if it's the proprietor, you're not supposed to tip them. But then in like situations like the salon lofts and things like that, like mm-hmm. I would never feel comfortable not tipping even though each of which you is like so a proprietor.
Weird. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But like. As a business owner.
I don't know if there.
It's hard to do it as a business like owner.
You know, etiquette on that kind of thing.
As a business owner, you're paying way more in cost. I don't know why you went to a owner, honestly. But that being said, I don't know what a no to, I mean.
I'm guessing that's it. I'm guessing her pricing is her pricing. And
I've seen some wild prices on that. But
yeah.
But listen, in the world of social media, I actually have said this on my Herapy podcast. I don't also agree with stylists going on TikTok and making fun of their clients. And listen, sometimes it's funny, but it's like, I don't know. Like they'll share
there's
stuff.
An
it's
ick
like
the factor
butt of,
to
it's
it.
It's the butt of the joke. And to me, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not talking about like, if you, like my friend Mandy just did one on TikTok and she was telling this story about a client who stood her up and she was telling that story. Now that is different, but like when people go in and I've seen other hairstylists do it and they're like making fun of like their clients, I don't know. I think that's so weird when they're like, I have to get an example because it sounds stupid when I'm saying it right now because it is funny. Like there is funny hair humor. You can do funny hair humor. I'm not talking about that. But sometimes people will like take it too far and share like screenshots of like, oh my God, this client just told me this. And they'll like post the screenshot of like a text or something. You know, there's a certain level of professionalism across the board for anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
And I don't love that. Now, yes, you can make hair funny things, but I don't know. I've seen people cross lines before and I'm like, I would never do that because A, I wouldn't want the wrong person to see it. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. But I also have a deep relationship with my clients because I don't take new clients. So maybe I'm too like emotionally attached with them or something. But in these groups, no, man, people are
wild. I get it. Yeah, I get it. I think if it's a bullshit client that's like a dickhead,
yeah, then call them out.
Okay,
call them out.
Right.
Keep them accountable.
Or somebody that you know is never coming back to you or like a one and done. Like that's different. Yeah. But like, yeah, there's a girl on TikTok. This is just, you know, the hair episode.
This is Herapy. Lord knows I needed it. Oh, these roots.
There's a girl that I follow on TikTok and she's a hairdresser, I think in like a similar type of setup, right? Like a salon lofts type of place, like whatever.
Like a suite or something.
Yes. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for. And so she always has like funky colors in her hair. Uh-huh. And she records, I guess there's an old lady that goes to another stylist in the place. And every time she passes her room, she looks in and she mutters nasty stuff about her and her ugly hair. And so she knows, I guess she comes like weekly for like a weekly blowout or whatever, same day, like very regimented. And this woman, you want to talk about curmudgeony of curmudgeony old ladies, it's this broad.
She should record her and blast her.
She does.
Oh yeah.
So she sets her phone up and while she's doing clients' hair, or you know, if she's in between clients and like her clients are all in on the joke, like they all like laugh or whatever. Yeah. And so sure enough, she'll be like, oh, here she comes. And she'll stop and she pauses in the door and looks in and she's ugly blue hair, disgusting. Like, mutters like the meanest shit. And she goes, hey, miss, what's her, you know, whatever her name is. And I mean, laughs and everybody laughs. And then she catches her on the way back out. She does the same thing on the way out.
Gosh.
Nasty, ugly. Oh, why would somebody do that? Like, just
looking like a Smurf.
So funny.
People are wild. I don't know. I mean, I love when I do videos with my clients, but yeah, the pricing thing is tough. It, like I said, that is a very hot debate. I think everyone, for the record, should charge what they are worth. I think everybody should charge what they decide that
Kumbaya.
They're worth. Right.
Hairstylist. Seriously. Don't come after us.
No, you should see them fight in these Facebook groups. Ugh. Insanity. Like, that's it's not that serious.
Women.
Right. It's not that serious. And sometimes it's the gay dudes. I love them, but sometimes it's them too. Getting panties in a wad and they're fighting.
Hate
and it's
that, like, feminine energy. Keep it to yourself.
Right. Like, if that's what you charge that. I'm allowed to think that's crazy. And that's fine. You can think
totally.
I'm crazy. Like,
me thinking it's crazy isn't going to stop you from charging it. Charge what
and
you
it
want.
And it doesn't matter.
Maybe the joke's on me. Maybe I could charge $400 for a haircut.
Huh. Look, y'all might. New slime pricing, baby.
April Fool's Day.
What is it? Dynamic pricing, like on Ticketmaster or whatever. Sorry, everybody's trying to get in Tuesday. If you want it, it's usually going to be $260. But if you want to get in, it's $580. Do you want it?
I can fit. I can squeeze you in, maybe.
Look, the closer it gets to Christmas, there's going to be a surcharge.
There you go.
Yeah, right. Can you imagine?
So crazy hairstylist. While we're on the topic, Annie. Bitch. Wendy.
Wow. Oh my God.
Reaches out.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Annie
from Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
I'm so sorry.
Hairstylist Annie, who I literally called ugly.
I said she was
on the last
mess.
Pod.
I said she was hot mess of hairstylist. Sorry, but. So?
And she's like, hey girl, we should have you on. I'm like,
I did not say hey girl, I said hey Annie.
Whatever. The gist of it was, hey girl, come on the pod. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Whatever.
Of all people.
Whatever.
She's crazy.
She is crazy, but so I had a lot of questions I want to ask her. First of all, who does your hair? Who doesn't do your hair?
Who doesn't do it?
Because you need it done.
Okay. And I'm actually upset that we spent so much time last episode talking about Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Are you watch all the episodes? You caught up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is the worst season
stupid.
Of Love is Blind ever air. I actually want the show done.
It ended the way, I mean, this is stupid.
It's dead.
Yeah, I agree.
The experiment no longer works. This was evidence of it.
Nope.
So, I don't really want to waste time talking about it or breath, but I do
have to.
We're going
to watch it on Wednesday for the.
Hell yeah.
The reunion is going to be really good because we're going to see everybody be cutthroat and like what
it's. And it's been actually almost 2 years.
Oh.
Since this was filmed. That's a long time in between. So, but the scene, you know, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
The scene where Nick breaks up with Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair.
And her saying no.
I couldn't believe that she allowed herself to be filmed looking like that.
Them orange roots, crispy ends,
so much
dark
gray.
It was like her roots were one color.
No shame on gray hair, but like it was not
but
like.
But it was gold. Like her
it was
root
crazy.
Tap or
it was
something
crazy.
Was not done. And then her telling him no. Just stop. No.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl.
So she apparently went on Vile Files.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't listened to it yet, but, you know, Nick definitely has a hard on for, you know, shitting all over men and looking like the ultimate feminist. So I'm sure that he, you know, sang her praises and like talk shit on Nick, but like, she's insane.
She's insane. And all the videos coming out with her too. Listen, we all have a past. I get it. Her videos and then her ex was it her ex-fiance ex-husband whoever it was videoing her with her getting arrested.
So that's what Robbie sent me,
like,
a screenshot.
He really has been sitting up. That's one of his archives. He's been waiting for something, waiting for a time to put it out there. Well, boy, did he get a time to put it out there.
So he says he was messaging his handle's Repo Boy 154 and he was managing or messaging Anna Roizman. Do you know who she is?
Uh-uh.
She's a comedian. She does impressions and stuff. She's funny. He said right before we broke up, she got arrested because she took my ID out of my wallet and took it to AT&T to get access to my phone account to see if I was texting or calling other women.
Other women. Yeah.
goodbye, put me to bed. Other women, the representative from AT&T called the cops on her. He said, I've got some great stories for you, LOL.
We should get him on, not her.
Yeah.
I'm gonna text her back and be like, never mind.
Well, her rep never emailed us back. So.
Oh, I didn't even look.
She was on pre-trial wearing an ankle monitor for a DUI when we first started dating. A tether. And would panic trying to figure out what kind of pants to wear to her salon so nobody could see her ankle monitor.
So she can leave the house, though. Interesting. Yes, ma'am. That's
with her crazy, like, as if I've ever weird seen little poodle poof.
Yeah, this season... This
season...
Almost feels so outrageous that it's fake.
There was nobody... Okay, first of all, I hate
what
to root for a man. I really do.
Who are you rooting for?
Jordan with the child.
Yeah.
Jordan and Luca.
Jordan was probably my favorite.
And Nick, honestly.
I don't hate Nick. I didn't ever hate Nick, and I never hated Jordan.
I hated him in the pods. He was so fucking weird to me.
Oh.
And I definitely thought he was not into women.
I don't think he's into women.
Very differently when he got out of the pods.
Oh, I still don't think he's into women. I think he's gay, and that's fine. I don't care. I think Jordan is the most normal human. And the fact when he had the conversation with her about wanting to live a normal, so watered down, normal life, I was
normal.
Like, why is that so hard for her?
How I thought that was so endearing.
Yeah.
Was Sparkle Megan to be like, I mean, I like to get up
and go play
tennis in the mornings and then I go get my coffee. And are you hearing yourself?
And then he was like, she said something about a nanny or something. He was like, just because I can afford it doesn't mean I want to do it because I want to be with my kid. I'm like, wow.
Right.
Wow. Most women would die to have a guy like that.
Right.
Like, would want to have a guy that's hands on and not pawning their child to. And even if you have the funds, I just couldn't believe that conversation. I was like, really? Wow. Like you said, touch grass, babe.
Yeah. I was really all for her and like them together until that conversation. And I was like, you cannot be this out of touch. Like the stuff that was coming out of her mouth, and she's pressing for him to like talk about his day, talk about his job. The man works in customer service. He talks to people all day long, right. And he's probably grinding his nerves all day long. He doesn't want to come home and then rehash
or maybe
his
wants
annoying
a minute.
Ass day
yeah.
with you mm-hmm. who got to do whatever the fuck she wanted all day, which good for you, babe. You made a living for yourself.
She'll pay them 20% haircut, them prices.
She sure would.
She's your client.
But like, give him a break. He doesn't want to talk about his annoying ass day. And also, if he's not like, I got to get this off my chest, I want to talk to you about my day, why do you want to hear about his annoying ass day?
Also, girl, go do something that's going to give you, like, she's being a nagger because she's got nothing. I mean, I'm assuming she doesn't have a lot of else going on.
Right.
Go figure out something else. Go get a hobby. Don't worry about tennis and your coffee for
go
a minute.
Go volunteer somewhere.
Go talk
do something
to people.
Productive with
or
your time.
Talk to people because obviously she's just spending money and doing these things. Then go like build connection elsewhere and see that there's more to life than like tennis and jet setting here. I mean, don't get me wrong, honey. Like if you,
that's
if
what
you,
I'm saying. Like no fault to her. Yeah. Like if that's your lifestyle, cool. You had to know that getting engaged to a very normal man
with a child,
she knew what he did for work. She knew that he didn't have the lifestyle she did.
And doesn't want it.
And has a child that he has 50-50 custody of. Sounds like a pretty great dude just because he doesn't have a lot of wealth.
That's what I'm saying. On like, paper, most women watching this are probably like, oh my gosh, like what a dream. What a dream. Because he is the guy that women want men to be. And you're over here throwing a fit because he's not talking to you about his... Like, what? I don't know. I'm just saying
she had to have known what she was signing up for when she got engaged. And like,
no, I think she really didn't. I think her money has gotten her so far.
Right. Obviously not.
Yeah. She's so high in the clouds with like her lifestyle that she doesn't care about the real things that matter, which is spending time with your kids, taking him to soccer practice, not getting someone else to do that for him just because you can afford to do it. Just because you can afford to do all those things doesn't mean he wants to. And he told her that.
Right.
And like,
he wants to.
Y'all are not going to work.
Be present and enjoy his kid's life and do things with his kid and make memories with his kid.
Like you said,
not with his
concept,
kid and
lady.
The nanny. But like the only thing that I can think is that she got engaged with the assumption or under the guise that like he would adjust to her lifestyle. He would
probably see the sparkle and be her, like, ooh.
Allow her to like fund things in their life mm-hmm. so he could take a step back and do more things with her.
Yeah.
And based on like the things she was saying, she was like, I want a partner to do these things with me. So I don't think for her it was like, I don't think she would have had a problem with him to cutting back at work or funding his life.
Most people would take her up on that offer.
He didn't want that.
95% of people would go, oh yeah, absolutely. They would want a sugar mama. Let's be real.
Like the scam artist Mike.
Exactly.
He was more than happy, I bet you, to take her money.
Get on that gravy train. Mm-hmm. Most people would. I mean, that's the sad part, because they would be like, oh, absolutely. So Sparkle Megan would have shown a little sparkle and that would have worked. And that's also kind of sad if she were to step back and look at her life. That's probably her selling point, truthfully, like to her lifestyle.
Well, that's why she led with it.
Exactly. And that's why she wouldn't shut the hell up about her money.
Because, she led with the money, but yet didn't want people to want her for her money. Babe, yes, it doesn't work. It doesn't work both ways. And
yes, you do. That's why you're so hell bent on him wanting to do what you do. You're showing him that we can afford this, but I can. He literally said he doesn't want to be a mooch. Okay. But most people would. So in her defense, she picked him
because he was exactly what she thought she wanted, mm-hmm. which was somebody who cared about her and not her means. Mm-hmm. And then she got him and he didn't care and didn't want it. And she was like, well, whoa, mm-hmm. that's what I have to contribute. Now I am very curious at the reunion.
Who her baby is and who
to figure out the man and the baby. It's gotta be her kid.
It's her kid.
Especially knowing now that it was filmed almost 2 years ago. She met this guy probably not long after she stopped dating him. Got knocked up. You know what?
This is Netflix's problem, not ours. Oh. Y'all got to do better with production, because it's also unfair to the cast. Think about
casting and editors this season.
Terrible.
By clean house. Yep. If they're going to continue this show, they need a major revamp mm-hmm. of the behind the scenes people, because the way this season was edited, mm-mm. the length of certain things, I mean, I was like, I am genuinely not enjoying watching this. And I hate that, because it was such a good show and I really like watching it.
Yeah.
I genuinely didn't like anybody. There was nobody I could root for. Sparkle Megan and Jordan, they had a shot until Sparkle Megan decided to be
Jordan. Right. I like Jordan. I like Nick and I like KB. Those are the three normal people out of all of them that I'm like, those all seem so. KB to me was so normal when she had conversations. I was like, I loved her. I loved her personality.
I actually did really like her, but I wasn't rooting for her because I didn't want her to end up with him. It would have been a lifetime of babysitting.
Oh yeah. There was no way that was going to work.
That she handled the mm-hmm. disillusion.
Yep.
I was like, that needs to be studied.
Oh,
she did him such a service.
Such grace for him when she was telling him and explaining to him. Like she knew
his
shortcomings and like what he needed to hear.
Yeah, weakness, for lack of a better word.
I don't know the right word.
But she knew what was going to really kill him, and mm-hmm. she handled him with kid gloves to let him, to boost him up and let him know that like he is valuable, he is worthy. Like, this has nothing to do with who mm-hmm. you are as a person or what you can contribute. I thought it was the kindest way that I've ever seen somebody end a relationship.
And who was the mother of a couple seasons ago? What was the mom's name that we're like, every mother should be like this? Who was that? He had a unique name.
Oh, gosh.
But you know who I'm talking about.
He was the one who had all the daddy issues. His daddy was the cheater, egomaniac, and then showed up and wouldn't stop talking about himself.
Was incredible. His
mom was really, she was very educated. And I forget what she did. Was she a doctor maybe?
Everybody was obsessed with her. She was knowledge. Great. And so like people like that, get them on the show and start coaching
people. KB's mom too was so sweet with him, going to check in on him and like, she knew her daughter wasn't going to marry him. And so, you know, but she wanted to go and like, she treated him like a son at that wedding. Mm-hmm. And like, I thought that was really sweet. His teacher showing up.
She drove me crazy.
Oh, I thought it was like so nice.
I thought it was nice in the first couple shots.
Well, I was tuned out after a certain point. I fast forwarded, to be honest. For me. Once I knew if it was an I do or an I don't, I fast forwarded.
It was fine the first couple pieces of conversation, the first shots. Then after, and then the way that the teacher was talking, it felt so overly put on to me. I don't know why. And I'm not usually one that says that about people. Like, I'm usually like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, you know, I fall into this like ooey gooey crap with people. I don't know. Something about, I don't think it wasn't real. It felt very, I don't know. I don't.
Maybe it was like the TV element too. I really do think people just act fucking strange on TV.
Yeah. And they probably don't even mean to, honestly. It's
that's what I'm saying. Like, they're probably just uncomfortable. There's big cameras in their face and strange men standing around. Like,
she drove me absolutely crazy when they were after. I was like, okay, all right, we get it. Like, move it along. Yeah, no. But I will definitely watch the reunion because I'm.
Oh, no. Reunion? I need the reunion at this point.
But also, but like, are we shocked at this? Like, we knew this was going to go this way. I was actually shocked that. Allie and
Anton
didn't get married. I was
floored. I'm not.
Oh, I was floored. I thought they were going to do it just to do it. And I thought, oh, they're going to be divorced anyway. I really thought they were going to do it.
I knew he would say yes.
Really?
Yeah, I knew he would say yes. Well, no.
Really?
I figured he would say yes.
I would have thought it was going to be opposite.
I knew she was going to say no.
I thought it was going to be opposite.
No, that fucking psycho bitch. She had, I mean, the way she reacted when he said that Patrick was at their apartment.
Oh,
do you think he's robbing your panty drawer, babe? Like, what? It was her problem.
I don't know.
In here, like up, like inside, like in. No, he scaled the building.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Are you dumb? Like, who cares?
I know.
He came in and had a beer with your fiance. They're friends.
Yeah.
Oh my God, fucking shoot him.
Right.
I was like, I hate her.
Yeah, she's the worst. She is terrible. I mean, she really is terrible.
Hate her.
She's up there with the, you're going to need an EpiPen when you see, she's like one of those.
At least Jessica was hot and had a personality.
And funny, you know.
And funny.
Yeah, she was funny.
And like genuinely pretty. I saw this girl's sisters. She's had work done.
Yeah, she's had work
just
done.
Just saying.
But she also told him, listen, now we know what the budget is, girl. Correct. Now we know.
You overhauled your face and you need to keep it up.
Yeah, that mathing. Now we know. Now it makes sense. But I was actually shocked at them. I thought she was going to say yes just because people like her tend to get themselves into a mess. And I thought she was going to do it just for the pride. I don't know if pride's the right word, but like just for the sake of doing it.
I think her implying that he was an alcoholic.
Oh yeah.
Did it in for her.
Have you seen
his? I think she had no interest in him on social media.
Now he keeps popping up. He's doing all these things. It's like little clips of people being like, you're an alcoholic. And he's like leaning into it and being, he's kind of like doing what Shane did, you know?
Gotcha. Who like, what an evolution.
What an evolution. His teeth were a little big for me, but outside of that, he is in a...
He's still got horsey teeth, but like...
He's on a great path, and he's ripped. And he seems ripped. Very...
He's ripped. He could throw you around like a rag doll.
Ripped.
Yeah, no.
But no, he's really had a good turnaround. Y'all remember Shane.
And there's a crazy lot of... Like, he's very self-aware, which I appreciate. Yeah. And like,
He's funny.
Very. He's funny. I really enjoy him. Yeah. And I probably would have enjoyed him more on the show if he wasn't coked out of his mind all the time. Because I still didn't hate him.
I was going to say, I don't remember hating him on the show. I just thought he was
a mess.
I thought he was on something. He was entertaining. And I was like, well, that he's there for that. But I didn't ever remember hating him. I just thought, oh, yeah, whatever. He's funny. But no. I don't know. This season, I think we're done with Love is Blind. I don't know how. I honestly think, like I said last week, Love is not blind. Like, it's obvious. It really is. Unless they are going to go all the way through in the pods. I think they should go all the way in the pods. They never get to see each other. Never.
And they have a show like that. Married at First Sight.
I know. But that's the only way.
I know.
Because other than that, people's demeanor changes. And listen, mine would too. I'll be the first one to tell you. Mine would too. So,
sure,
love isn't blind.
Totally.
It's not.
It's not.
And this is not... it's stupid. And then it's also unfair to the cast. As much as they're a train wreck, it's unfair for them and unreasonable for them to have to go 2 years, a year and a half, a year into hiding. You can't even if you got married in the best case scenario, you can't even live a normal life. So even a year of your life, you don't even know what married life is because you can't go outside. Get out of here with that. Y'all got to tighten it up. What is this, like B-string, C-string editors?
Yeah, like I don't understand. And supposedly they've already, I think Austin is already filmed.
That's when Shane was talking about it's going to be crazy. How does he know? Who told him?
I don't know. But I'm like, yeah, why so long in between? It doesn't make any sense. It can't. Other reality shows. Unless
they're splicing it so much together.
Well, they probably are Franken editing it. That's one of Robbie's like favorite things is to find like continuity errors and stuff. And like, you know, they're pretty good because they've got the cups. But right. I'm sure they're Franken editing the shit out of the show. It's just like... there's other shows that literally Secret Wives and Mormon Wives.
Oh,
they never stop filming. They're churning out multiple seasons a year. Guess what? If they can do it, you can do it.
Especially when you have 87 storylines that you're following and still piecing them together properly. Film this,
give it 6 months to do your editing and promotions and whatever and air it.
But I wonder
6 months max.
I wonder what the deal is with that. Like, I to your point, that is a really long time to be sitting on Netflix a season of it. Netflix is
like that with all of their shows, they though. Are, think about right. that. Like, yeah. even
we have to rewatch previous seasons to freaking catch
that's
up.
That's what I'm saying. Even scripted shows, it'll be 18 months between seasons. I don't care because I don't remember what happened.
I've lost it's interest wild. In shows. Firefly Lane was one of those.
I never even watched the last season.
I didn't either. I watched the first one during COVID and couldn't remember. Me either. I didn't even finish it because I was like, nope. I'm not doing it. I agree. It's like that with all of them. Ginny was a good
one. Ginny in Georgia. That great show. I had to rewatch the previous seasons because I had no recollection. It was 2 years in between seasons.
And what are these actors and actresses doing? Are they?
There's a kid in Ginny in Georgia that plays the son. Mm-hmm. He literally grew up like he ended the one season, you know, prepubescent voice, like shorter than the mom. And he comes back and he's talking like this. Like, what?
That reminds me of Young Sheldon. That always throws me off in the later seasons. I'm like, why is he talking like that?
I'm just like, no, we don't believe that no time, because in the way that
it ain't seamless.
Yeah, there was no like jump in time between seasons because, spoiler alert, she goes to prison and then like it's a week later and she's in prison and the kid's grown 3 years. Like,
stupid.
It's so annoying. So it's like they do that with all their shows. Why?
I agree. Is it funding? Probably. There's
I don't know.
I don't know, but Netflix is high as hell now.
We need an investigation.
Maybe instead of Annie. Okay, I'll message him back. Like, just kidding. We don't want y'all, but can y'all put
you took too long. Never mind.
Can y'all put us in touch with the hierarchy over at Netflix? We need some editors or some
Send
producers.
The showrunner our way. I got anybody, a bone to pick.
Literally anybody. I don't care. We'll get them on the show. Mm. Never mind. We don't want her, but we do want the inside scoop because we have some questions.
Yeah.
We need
There's
to know.
There's 800 seasons of SVU. Okay. And that's network. Right. If network can make it happen,
girl, Netflix should be able to make it happen. Could do it with Family Matters and Full House and keep it seamless. You're telling me back in the day with that blurry footage, y'all can't get it together. Everything is so digitized now. You really, the editing piece should not be that hard. I mean, we can edit podcast. I can cap cut the hell out of a video. Send me y'all's footage.
You should take over as editor.
Y'all pay for pro,
mm-hmm.
and I got you. Give me a MacBook, though. I don't want to do it on my phone. Give me a MacBook.
That would be hard to edit on your phone.
You know, and I want a mouse because I don't want to do it on the keyboard. Outside of this, I got you. It can't be that hard.
Nope.
Seriously.
I love it.
I mean, really, I'm kind of pissed about it now. I'm a little heated about it.
Well, I mean, if the new salon space doesn't work out for you. You can apply to be the editor.
I'm going to put that on my resume. Editor. They're like, what are you doing? Like,
editor in chief.
Hairstylist in chief. Editor in chief. I'm a chief, essentially, at this point. I don't care. But yes, I agree with you. But the reunion will be good. You should come over like we did last time for a little watch party before we had all the... Remember,
what time is it?
I don't know, but remember that time that Netflix dropped the ball on that and no one could watch it?
That live
they
one?
Cannot, yes. If y'all were here during that time, we did a live stream and everybody in terrible. The world was pissed because we thought it was like my internet. No, it was Netflix. Netflix didn't have it together. And then we got over here, Vanessa's ripping Nick's balls all to shreds. And we waited for this and then it was delayed. Oh my God.
I will say... They did listen to audience feedback. And I mean, Nick and Vanessa are basically non-existent now in these last couple seasons. And for that, we thank you.
Yeah. Less commentary and less involvement, but the reunion we'll see.
Yeah.
I do not hate I do not hate Nick Lachey is what I was going to say. Vanessa can kick rocks. I don't hate Nick. I really don't. I don't know why.
Have you seen any of the performances that have gone viral lately, though?
Mm-mm. Why?
Him in 98 Degrees doing like fucking...
They're a solid 86 mall degrees now.
Mall concerts.
No.
Singing other people's songs.
87 degrees. I gotta look.
Okay, we're going to go look this up. This, you know, we didn't have an Am I the Asshole. We didn't have anything. We're too tired today, so...
Sorry, y'all aren't the assholes and neither are we. Cool.
I love that.
Perfect. Love y'all. Mean it. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO!
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.